Well, Blake's first day at secondary school happened in September 2006. He was 11 years old when he went to secondary school. He went to Thames U School in Gravesend. And I remember going shopping for his uniform. He was quite a tall child actually back then, but quite small but tall. He had a blazer and trousers, a shirt and a special tie, because every house that you were in had to have a different tie, different colour tie. So he had all his uniform ready for him in the morning. He got up in the morning and came downstairs. At the time, he was living with his nanny and granddad in Higham. He came downstairs and he had his shirt on, his trousers on, and his school shoes, and his blazer. That, I remember, came down nearly to the end of his arms where it was too big. But like most parents, you think that they're going to grow into it. He was very excited, as I remember, and he had to go out the front door, down the road, turn left to go down the road, to get the coach and wait for the people outside the shops where everybody waited to catch the same coach and take him to Thames U School in Gravesend. I was very excited. It was strange though seeing you grow up at 11 years of age, going to secondary school with all your trousers and your blazer. That was the funniest thing, your blazer. And your haircut. And everything ready to go for secondary school. You looked quite cute. I think it was better than with your nan and granddad, because they obviously helped me with your uniform, helped me get you ready, helped you on the first day. They loved the first day of secondary school, seeing you standing outside the front garden. Granddad took his camera out and took a picture of you outside the little lake, the pond we had in the garden. It was a quiet little village, and everyone either went to St George's School or Thames U School that was in the area. Or if they went the other way, they went to Medway Schools. But yeah, I think it was a nice little village, and you're like wandering down the road in the morning to get the coach.